This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, April 30th, 2010, Gillette Stadium. The opening of rookie minicamp here in Foxborough. All the rookies in town, undrafted free agents, draft picks, and tryout guys. The veteran's not here, and that's why Paul Perillo is not going to take part in this podcast today.
It's not just because of that.
Just me, Andy Hart, alongside Eric Scalavino, breaking down all the news of the week here for the Patriots. And I will start first and foremost with a veteran signing that actually occurred at the conclusion of draft weekend. Another defensive lineman from the 2001 draft, the first round, the top portion of the round, Gerard Warren. A number three overall pick of the Cleveland Browns that year, three spots ahead of Richard Seymour, is now a New England Patriot. 6'4", 330-pound veteran, has actually started pretty much everywhere he's been in his NFL career. In Cleveland, he was then traded to Denver, last 2 years in Oakland, but 135 games, 127 starts, which on paper looks okay, but he's been kind of a bust as a number three overall pick in the draft. Certainly hasn't had the type of career that Seymour had in terms of five Pro Bowls, All-Pro teams, Super Bowls.
Interesting, though, none of those three top guys, Damian Lewis, Richard Seymour, Gerard Warren, are with the teams that drafted them in that
draft. Interesting, Eric! Interesting! And all three within the last year, actually less than a year, within the last 8 months or so, have been members of the New England Patriots. Seymour gone, and maybe Lewis and Gerard Warren looking to fill that void. That's all the time we're going to spend on that.
Good.
Because we don't really need to know much more about Gerard
More
Warren.
Timely issues.
That's right. Rookie free agents, who were in fact out on the field for double sessions today with their dozen draft pick friends. Mm-hmm. These are the guys who don't get quite the same amount of love. But they are, unlike the draft picks, under contract with the New England Patriots. Wide receiver Brian Anderson from Central Michigan. Big-bodied guy, as we saw in practice. Hands aren't so good. Safety Sergio Brown out of Notre Dame. Wrong Sergio. Patriots wanted Patriots fans wanted a Sergio, but they got the wrong one. Defensive end Dane Fletcher out of Montana State. Cornerback Terrence Johnson. For the second year in a row, we have some love.
That's right.
Kyle Love, defensive lineman out of Mississippi State. An Eric Scalavino favorite out of North Dakota State, a running back
on tape anyway,
Pascal, who had a good morning and a terrible afternoon.
So jury's still out there.
Got chewed out by a variety of coaches, couldn't catch the football this afternoon, but we'll get to a practice report later in this podcast. Safety Ross Ventrone, yes, that's Ross.
Very familiar.
Don't call him Ray, but you can still call him Bubba Ventrone.
And you can still call him number 41.
Number 41 in blue. Safety, I guess. Special teamer, I'm sure, based on his brother's bloodlines. Long Troy Polamalu-like hair flowing from outside his helmet. Interesting, we have another Ventrone in town out of Villanova, just like the previous Ventrone. And a wrestler out of Illinois, who's an offensive lineman on the Patriots roster anyway.
Very sage rookie.
John Wise, well done, Eric. I'm going to stick with him in All-American honors with a 25-9 record. At Illinois as a wrestler. He actually played football his freshman year at Western Illinois in 2004 as a defensive tackle before transferring to wrestle at Illinois, where he was a three-time qualifier for the NCAA championships as a wrestler, but not quite the wrestling resume that Stephen Neal had when he came here. He was a world-class wrestler. This guy is an NCAA caliber wrestler.
Yeah, and a national-level wrestler.
Yeah, but not as good. Not as good.
True. For the second year in a row, though, the Patriots looking to take a chance on a lineman who was a wrestler, for the most part,
what
by
was
trade.
That guy's name last
Jermail
year?
Porter, Kent State.
Indeed, I recall.
Last year. Didn't work out too well for him. Worked out much better for Steve Neal, obviously.
My guess
so
is
we'll
it
see
won't
what
work
happens
out
with
all
John
that well
Wise.
For Wise.
He's a wise guy.
Not sure it was a wise pickup, but he fills out a good role for rookie minicamp. Those are the additions to the roster. We also had five tryout guys out there. We had a long snapper, a couple receivers.
Two receivers, yeah.
A tight end, and one linebacker. We don't know who any of them are definitively, so we'll probably refrain from spreading rumors. But if you want to know one of them, check the PFW blog online. I got a name for you. Might be from Brown. Receiver. Might rhyme with Ruddy. Anyway, Eric, let's get to a little practice update. We don't often get these on the roster report, but You can't get any closer to the Patriots roster than watching minicamp
guys
today.
Who are trying to make
the new
it.
Guys right. looking to carve out a role for them. I'm going to start with me because this is my show. I'm hosting. And I'm going to talk
His
about
show.
How much in love I was with Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Loved him on tape. Loved him on draft day.
Deservedly so.
Loved him on the practice field. I thought he was the most talented player out there for the two sessions today. His soft hands, his smooth route running, his size.
Oh, yeah. The biggest
all
guy out
stand
there.
Out. Dude.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Gronkowski is borderline ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I am falling in love. I think Tom Brady will fall in love far more than I ever will.
Of course.
When he sees the soft hands, the reliability, the big body, all of that. I could not be any happier with what I saw from Rob Gronkowski.
I agree.
Who did you fall in love with on the practice fields?
He was one of them. I thought that Brandon Spikes made a good first impression,
mm-hmm.
too, both on the field and talking with us afterwards.
The quote of all time for rookie minicamp was?
It is what it is, but it ain't what you think.
Brandon Spikes, his favorite quote, according to him, but sort of in regards to his 5:06:40 time that mm-hmm. everybody wants to talk about,
it
obviously.
Is what it is.
But it ain't what you think, Bill.
Mm-hmm. The punters, we have a punting battle this year again.
Unfortunately, we do.
Yeah, and very inconsistent from both of them. The Aussie,
Ray Guy Jr. didn't look like Ray Guy Sr.
No, the Aussie David King, obviously, he's learning the sport for the first time and didn't look too consistent, but neither did fifth-round pick Zoltan Mesko, unfortunately. Had a little bit of a rough day. Some boomers, for sure.
And some shankers.
And a lot of shankers, too. There was a lot of wind. There were also Scott O'Brien, the special teams coach, was giving them a lot of direction, so it could be that they were tweaking some mechanics a little bit. That might have had something to do with it. So
I'm giving him
it's only
benefit.
Day one. We're going to give him that pass, of course.
Certainly, he comes from a spread punt attack at Michigan.
Right, rolling out
a little run
rugby thing.
Totally
sure.
different.
Very
so
different.
It might take a little while, but the bottom line is, I think when his foot meets the ball
correctly,
with some consistency,
yeah.
when he gets comfortable,
yeah.
I think you're going to be impressed when you see the ball, especially compared to a lot of the guys that have been here for more than a decade now, when
sure.
you go back to Ken Walters and guys who simply did not have the leg to impress you as punters. This guy has the leg.
Right.
I think when he gets his mechanics down, his consistency, a couple months with Scott O'Brien, boom.
The defense was, as usual, on the far field, so we didn't get to see as close a look as we'd like of Devin McCourty, the first-round pick. You know,
plus, what are you going to see?
Well, you know, just in coverage, want to see how close he is man-to-man.
Maybe one NFL receiver
pass
on the
away.
Field in Taylor Price. The other guys are not NFL receivers. So I agree with you. I didn't watch much of him. But we need to see padded, full-speed action in training camp before we start to make mm-hmm. any kind of assessment on Devin
sure.
McCourty and his ability
of
to
course.
Cover. And, you know, some people question his ball skills, all those things. You know, I'll hold off on them. I think, you know, what we saw today, some of the things you look at, Zach Robinson, his ability to throw the
football. The only quarterback out there. So
I thought his arm looked a little yeah. stronger than Brian Hoyer. He looked okay to me. The receivers, the tight ends, the backs catching the ball, are they legitimate receivers? Gronkowski, yes. I didn't think Hernandez stood out either way. I didn't think he was
overly
impressive.
No, he didn't.
I also didn't see him drop balls or anything. He just kind of blended in with the mesh.
Pascal had a rough afternoon, as we said.
Pascal, you dropped balls. Taylor
Decent
Price,
morning,
I thought, looked
but
good. Ran some nice routes. I think he's intriguing. Brian Anderson, as I said, the rookie free agent.
Little slow. Big guy,
big
body, 6'5", but a little slow, doesn't have had a bad day today anyway.
Yeah, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe
sure,
tomorrow.
It's always day one. It's always day one's always the toughest one. The little nerves working, you know, it's their first practice
right.
as pros.
And the
we'll
punter.
Cut a little slack.
That's right. all I think you can really look at. Offensive lineman
right.
Dante Scarnecchia works them out as far away from the media as you can get,
mm-hmm.
so you don't pick up anything from them. Defensive lineman, you know,
same kind
most
of deal.
Yeah.
yeah.
To me, yeah, the only guy on defense who really stood out is Spikes, but it's to me it's his air. It's not anything he really did on the field. It's,
right.
The guy carries himself
but
with a certain demeanor.
But he's wearing 55, so he stands out in that way on the
that
field.
Way, but I think you could put him out there naked and he would stand out because, well, first of all, he'd be naked and that would be weird. But to me, he has an air about him. He carries himself with a certain
confidence.
I don't know what it is.
Confidence.
He has it.
Sure.
People like to say it. He has it. Whatever it is, you know, down to the beard, he looks older and kind of more grizzled than you
That's true. He does look a little bit older
you know
than
what I mean?
Some
the
of his
whole
teammates.
Thing,
yeah.
he just seems to to fill it out. I mean, Gronkowski is
and for a
as
middle,
young as can be.
For a middle linebacker, Spikes is a big guy.
Oh, yeah. He's the thumper. He is a thumper.
He's not like your Teddy Bruschi, even Gerard Mayo, kind of shorter, stockier. He's a pretty big guy
big
for that
dude.
Position.
People are going to like him. He's the real Tim Tebow of Florida. He's great. He's a great leader. He's a natural leader, and he doesn't have to tell you about it. They got the right gator. Let the Broncos and Josh McDaniels have the fraud gator, Tim Tebow. That's all I'm going to say. Right. Gerard Warren is a Patriot, joins Damian Lewis as a former first-round pick, passed over by Bill Belichick once upon a time in 2001, that now has a chance to prove himself for the coach and maybe fill the void left by Richard Seymour a year ago when he was traded. Got some rookie free agents in town, got the dozen draft picks in town, got some tryouts in town.
And two more practices tomorrow, Saturday.
Eric, you'll handle those. You'll
be there.
Job.
I'll take care of those. Paul, of course, will be.
Will not be there because... You know, Paul doesn't really do anything.
Doesn't really do anything on weekdays, let alone weekends. So,
for Paul Perillo, who's already home in Peabody, and Eric Scalavino, who's well on his way to North Providence as we speak, I'm Andy Hart. I'm looking for my car as well. It's Friday afternoon. It's beautiful in Foxborough. The rookies are in town. Football is back. And we'll be back next Friday with another Patriots.com roster report podcast.
Enjoy the weekend.
Peace out.
For downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.